beginning of, you know, Bluchus. So I'm saying Bluchus, right? But I'm going to go back to, you know, Kulin and Yonan. What you guys at the Seum? You hold? Yeah, me too. But it is an amazing thing to see 90-something thousand people coming, you know. It's really, you see the brilliance and the foresight of Meir Shapira to have thought of this. Rabbi Lau spoke about it once. I don't know if you know, Rabbi Lau's name is Yisrael Meir Lau, and I always assumed that he was named after the Chofetz Chaim, but he's not. He's named after Meir Shapira, actually. The soul of somebody else. I think the Rebbe, I forgot which one he was named after, because his father was a cousin to Meir Shapira. But it is an amazing thing. So here we are, starting Brachos. So I'm going to just say two quick things. From the, one thing for the Rav, one for myself. If you look in the Ram counts Mitzvah Kriya Shema as one mitzvah. And at the beginning of the Kriya Shema, he says, Pamayim b'chol yom, Koyin, you know, Echad, and so on. So, and the Ramban is Choylik. The Ramban, the point and the Shrosim asks, why is Kriya Shema counted as one mitzvah and Tefillin, the Ram counts as two mitzvahs, Shalyan Shalosh? After all, Tefillin and Shalyan Shalosh are not ma'akiv each other, and Kriya Shema Shal Shachris and Shal Avis are not ma'akiv each other, should be counted as two mitzvahs. So the Rav answered like this. He said that Tefillin Shalyan Shalosh are two different independent mitzvahs. They're not marking each other, they're different heftzes and so on. And there's no kiyum necessary to have them. The person put on Tefillin Shalyan, they're not Shalosh, so the reverse. There was no deficiency in that mitzvah. Just, of course, the film that he didn't put on. But if I put on Shalyan, I didn't put Shalosh. But the Shalyan I completed completely. But the Rav said, the Ram count the mitzvah is to be Kriya Shema twice a day. Hamayim b'chayom. They're not ma'akiv each other, but if I only said one and not the other, felt in the Kriya Shema that I said. And he explained that the Kriya Shema of Yom, the theme of Kriya Shema of Yom is what? Is Kabbalah Shom Hashemayim in good times, when the sun is above the horizon, in the time of Ha'aris Panim, we makabel Omach Hashemayim, and thank Hashem for Chasadav. The Kriya Shema of night, the Rav said, is in times of adversity, in darkness, but Pacha Balelos, that's we makabel Omach Hashemayim. That's why in the morning we say Emes V'Yatziv, but at night we say Emes V'Emuna. At night is required Emuna. And the Rav said the model of the Kriya Shema Shel Shachris of in times of Ha'aris Panim, what's the model for that? That's in last week's Parsha when Yosef, you know, Yaakov sees Yosef for the first time after all these years of separation. It must have been the greatest joy of his life. And Rashi says they did this because he was saying Kriya Shema, right? That was the Kriya Shema of thanking Hashem. That's the Kriya Shema of Shachris. What's the model that I've said of the Kriya Shema Shel Avis? That's the Kriya Shema of Rabbi Akiva when they were flaying his skin. So just as proof to what the Rav said, that, you know, there's a key to say Kriya Shema of Shachris, even though they're not marking each other, Tosis quotes from Yerushalmi that the seven brachas of the Birkas Kriya Shema is alluded to in the pasuk Sheva Bayom Hilal Tich. Those are the seven brachas. So you see, there is a kiyum to put them together, right? So I just want to add one thing to what the Rav said, that that the Kriya Shema of you know what the Rav was saying, Tefillin, that the compounded on things, you put on Shalyan Shalos, one without the other, the kiyum of that one is complete, right? So, you know, there's the halach is hasach metfilin, the tefillin metfila is choizim me'ocha melchama. The Mishnah says in Saita that if a person speaks between Shalyan and Shalos, he's yoriv rachel levav. He doesn't go to war because of the avera of speaking. What's the avera? Tois says the avera is because he's because it's broch shen etzricha. Right, the extra broch he's going to have to say. Whatever that extra broch is, you know, it's machloikis, rishoni, rashi, and taisis. You say one broch in the morning, and that covers the shalosh, or you say a separate broch. on the shalosh, on the bracha on mitzvah is only said if you have mafsik between, like the nufsach agroy is to say only one bracha. I think that's what the Rav did. Most people say two, and then they say lo shekhlo machusah after the right. So the Balamor learns a different reason why you're chois meochem, not because of, not related to the bracha. He says because it's a kiyum to have tefillin. They're two independent mitzvahs, but there's also one kiyum to have tefillin shel yad and shalosh together, and therefore when you speak, you disrupt that unity between shel yad and shel rosh. But once v'hayol, what does the pasuk say? Right, so that's one kiyum. It's only v'hayol, right? And then the other mitzvah is. Right, those are two different mice, right? Those are two separate kiyumim. But the nafkamin al halacha according to the Baal HaMor is, and with mismachloi lachar would be like anybody here put on tefillin chol hamoed?
Yeah.
So do you make a bracha on it when you put it on?
No.
Right. So that's my minute. Yekis make a bracha because that's the psak of the Ramah. But most in Lita they put it on, but they put it on. Those who put it on without a bracha because of the suffix, whether it's chayiv, right? So would you be allowed to talk then? So if the reason is because of bracha shenetzuch, you're not saying a bracha anyhow, right? But if the reason is because you're disrupting the unity, then you shouldn't. Or let's say people put on Rabbi Notam tefillin. Are they allowed to speak between Shalyan and Shalosh? Right? So that's one Heyo, that's one Rav. And one of the points in the ask, this is in my Sefer, the first Mishnah begins, right? So the Gemara asks, why do we start Ba'avavim after, well, it says B'shachul Kamecha, and also the day begins. The day begins at night, right? Hayom holecha chalayla. Why does it start b'erev? So the Gemara gives two answers. One answer is it's because the pasuk is b'shachul kumecha, or because it's yom v'layla, right? And the layla holech, right? So b'chalosh. I mean, obviously you should have started with what? With night. That's the Jewish day begins at night. So I was thinking in this halacha. A b'shochel kumecha is that halacha that true? Because we see that the halacha of yom v'layla as relates to kriyas shema it's not exactly coordinated by tzricha and shkia and omen hashachar and so on. It depends on shkiva and kima. But does that shkiva and kima define the halacha of yom v'layla for what? For kriyas shema. So this, I think, is a machloikas harishonim. The Rambam seems to say, we see that, I mean, it's pasha, as I said, it's not the same, because Mos says, see, according to some Tanoim, this man Kriyashma begins before Tzeis HaKochavim, right? And that's, a matter of fact, Tosha says that's why they used to daven early was because of... because they're some chadosh tanoim, right? And also, Reb Shimon Yochai holds that you can yotzi kriyshma shel avis after amud hashachar, before neitzachama, even though for many halachas already yom. So because it still calls man shriva, right? It's a loch yom v'layla, but it's defined by a different coordinate system, namely shriva and kima. And you see that the Rambam which I just quoted, because the Rambam says pamayim b'chol yom kam kriyishma be'ever boker shenem b'shapol kumecha b'shash shader pnei adam shofim v'zehu layla b'shash shader pnei adam omdim v'zehu yom. So you see, the Rambam says it's a chiv of yom v'layla. Just the yom v'layla is defined differently. אני עכשיו באמצע שיעור. So I thought that this may be a machlokes rishonim. So from the Rambam it seems that the Rambam thinks it's a loch yom v'layla, right? The nafkamina is Tosis says, So you see the 2 days, these 2 days in Tosis, if before Nates you can read Kriyishma twice, like at the same time, and be Yotze Kriyishma of Yom V'Layla. And because the first day in Tosis says you can't do it, since it's man that people are still sleeping, you can't. But according to the second day, that you could be Yotze, that there's an interregnum that you could be both Kriyishma Shayom and Shalila, because some people are up and some people are not, right? Before, not. So you see that it's not a halacha of Yom V'Layla, because it can't be that it's both Yom V'Layla, it's Tat to the Sasa. But it could be a time that some people are sleeping, some people are awake. So if it depends on Yom V'Layla, that would be impossible. But if it's a halacha of what? It's Man Shechiva and Man Kima, which doesn't define Yom V'Layla, as the Rambam says, then maybe that's a time that you could be Yotze. You know, Tosis is bothered by this also, because the more I ask this question, you know, Mehechi Koi, why this Avos came first. So Tosis, there's a small Tosis that says, like the Tamid Shel Shachar, because the Tamid Shel Shachar comes first. Because Tosis is bothered. Of course the one of Lila should come first, like the more ultimate answers. But Tosis thinks, why does Tosis call the Tamid? Because the Tamid is this man of, the Tamid is, represents Avodah Sayom, and Kriyishma is one with Tefillah also, in terms of Avodah Shebelev, Kriyishma is part of Avodah Shebelev as well. And that's the yisod of what? Of which mitzvah? Of Smichas Gula Tefillah. All right, we'll stop here.
Thank you.